You're listening to Lower Road Radio, voted by Podcast Monthly as one of the top 50 sports radio podcasts to premiere in January of 2016. So sit back, relax, and enjoy what sportspodcast.biz.gov calls subpar at best.
At Tanagra, when the walls fell, this is Dan Owings coming at you another time for episode 40. What are we at, Jason?
Five?
I think we're at like 46, maybe 47, something like that, of Lower Road Radio. You've already heard Jason's voice. Jason, how are you doing today?
Good. I'm, for all the Instagram and Twitter and Facebook followers, I'm posting a picture right now of us recording live in Studio A.
I didn't tell you about this because I wanted to wait till we were on mic. I had a dream the other day. And in the dream, it was I was talking to a mutual friend of ours, Jason Westbrook.
Yeah.
All right. And
well, friend is a very loose term.
He would claim you.
Him and, well, I don't know.
I think
I mean, we're
Jason's a friendly guy. You know what I mean?
I mean, so, in general,
he's got a lot of friends. Anyway, I had
a listener of the show, by the way.
And so I had a dream the other day that for some reason I was talking to Jason, and we were talking about the show. And he goes, Dan, can I be honest with you? And I was like, yeah, man, I want your feedback, you know? Like, I value your feedback.
Wait a second. This is all in the dream?
All in the dream.
Okay, but you did talk to him in real life.
No, this is...
This is just 100%
dream. 100% dream.
Okay.
And I remember, you know, hey, man, I want your feedback on the show. And he's like, I want to be honest with you. I was like, yes, be honest with me. He's like, I love the beginning of the show when you start talking, you know. He goes, but once your brother starts talking, it gets just not as good. It's just like...
Now, why would you say that?
I don't
know. It's a dream. It's not even a real conversation.
I'm just telling you, that was when Jason visited me in my dream. He thinks that you should wait. He's like, you just need to talk more at the beginning. He goes, because once Jason comes in, it kind of drops down.
People just drop off they stop the podcast.
I'm just telling you what the dream Jason Westbrook said.
I'm not even entertained by the story. In fact, it kind of hurts my feelings a little bit.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Everything going well for you? We made it through Thanksgiving. Your wife was out of town for a couple of days, and you had
my gosh.
17 kids to yourself.
Yeah.
I know that was a little stressful.
It was very stressful.
Yeah.
She went to Nashville to spend some time with her family, and they had some stuff they had to get done. And she left me with all five kids. So single parent duty.
Yeah.
Just were the worst. Honestly, I really don't know how single parents do it.
I feel the same way.
I'm very vocal about this.
Yeah.
But if something was to happen to my wife, I'd get married within a week.
Yeah.
Because I need another parent for the kids.
Right. Yeah.
I know that, like, it sounds horrible, but it's absolutely true.
It's like in Frontier days. You know what I mean? Like, when that happened, like, you got married immediately. It was like an arrangement.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no reason not to.
Yeah.
Well, if I had enough money, I would just hire a full-time babysitter.
Yeah, that'd be the way.
Like, nanny type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Can I be honest? Can I? The other day I was not the other day. A couple years ago, I was watching Mary Poppins with my kids.
Yeah.
And I realized, like, I'm old now.
Yeah.
And you want to know why I realized I was old?
Because you thought Mary Poppins was hot.
Have I told you this story?
No.
I'm watching it. I'm watching it, and all of a sudden I have this. You know, I'm a happily married man, Jason. But
for
I'm watching Mary Poppins, which when I was a kid. You know, she was this older nanny lady.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm watching it, and all of a sudden, the thought in everyone's mind, she's kind of cute, you know? And I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm really old. That was like the sign to me that now I'm old, right?
Yeah.
Like when you start thinking Mary Poppins, you know, like is you know, kind of cute. Like that's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
And I'm older than she was.
Did you look it up?
I'm sure.
How old was she at the time?
Oh, I'm sure she was very young. You know, I mean, it's Julie Andrews. That was a long time ago.
I know.
Well, I can look it up.
I do a little math here.
All right.
You look up when the movie was filmed?
Yeah. I'll look up Mary Poppins on IMDb. this is, you know, I'm sorry for the interruption, but, you know, we weren't planning
this. We
gotta
get to the bottom of this.
This is very important. Mary Poppins was 1964.
She was born in 1935.
So that would have made her 29?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's basically 29, 30.
Yeah, and when I had the thought, I was probably like 32, 33.
Yeah. Man. Honestly, the truth is, I've had the same thought.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
hey.
It's just true. I mean, you know, that does mean you're old, though.
Yeah. I don't know how we got on that. Mary Poppins, nanny.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
I'd get married within a week.
Yeah.
No, if I could marry Mary Poppins, I would in a heartbeat.
Sure. Who wouldn't? The magic, you know?
Yeah. My kids love that movie, by the way.
Yeah.
Even though it's like, you know, 100 years old. Still a good movie.
Did you know that Dick Van Dyke was
drunk
the entire time?
Yeah.
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 He wrote about it in his book.
I love Dick Van Dyke is one of my favorite all-time actors. I love him.
Yeah. He people from England hate that movie because of his fake British accent.
Oh yeah.
It doesn't apparently sound like anybody from England anywhere, you know?
Yeah.
Hello, governor. You know, like that kind of, you know.
Chim chiminy, chim chiminy,
chim chim chiroo.
I likes what I likes, and I likes what I do.
I do's what I likes, and
whatever.
I likes what I do. I sang that song in freshman choir.
Really?
Yes. So, yeah, now we've completely derailed. So, now that we've talked about anything but sports, let's get this is supposed to be a sports show, so you know, we've gotten through all the business of the show. You know, we probably should thank our sponsors right off the bat.
Coca-Cola.
Apple is sponsoring the show, and Blue Yeti microphones.
Yeah,
so there you go. Obviously we're in the middle of college football season, well, not the season, but we're in the middle of the, you know, the end of everything happening, of things being exciting, deciding who that Final Four is going to be. First of all, you laid out a plan for a Final Six where each team gets a bye.
Yeah, I've given more thought to that, and I absolutely 100% believe that that's what needs to happen. The five conference champions of the Power Five,
mm-hmm.
ACC, Big Ten, Big 12, SEC.
Yeah, and then one at large.
And then one at large of the best remaining teams, but it must be a conference champion.
So no, there can't be two SEC teams,
nope.
Can't be two Big Ten teams.
It's got to be a conference champion. So it could be Houston. It could be this year probably Western Michigan, even though they're in the MAC.
And it's all based upon winning your conference.
Yes. Because that puts extra emphasis on the season, extra emphasis on your conference.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to win the national championship, you have to win your conference.
Right.
Now, I'm saying this as a Buckeye fan, who the Buckeyes are in. It's a lock.
It's happening.
I don't see a scenario in which the Buckeyes are left out. In fact, I could see a scenario where Ohio State is in and Michigan is in.
Yeah.
And the Big Ten champion is left out.
If Colorado beats Washington, if Virginia Tech beats Clemson,
yeah,
and if the Big Ten championship is an ugly game,
yes,
in which neither team looks particularly good,
right? Well, if Penn State wins that game, because Michigan beat Penn State,
yes.
So if Penn State wins ugly, it's like 8-6, and it's just ugly, and I'm not talking like a defensive battle.
Just
ugly.
Right.
Then, yeah, I could totally see a scenario where there's two Big Ten teams in the championship, in the playoffs.
Yeah.
And neither of them are the Big Ten champion. That's messed up.
There is a bit of a divide right now when it comes to picking the Final Four. The difference between, like, you earned it and the best, what a random committee of people think are the best four teams in the country.
Yeah.
Because I think anybody who knows a lot about football would have to say that Michigan is one of the best four teams in the country. right?
See, this is tricky because maybe it's just me being critical of the Buckeyes. I do not think Ohio State is one of the best four teams. I've seen them play, and they don't look good.
Yeah.
They just don't. Honestly, Michigan does look better, but Ohio State beat Michigan.
Yeah. And Ohio State, it's if your scenario, potential scenario plays out, Ohio State would play Michigan again.
Well, what I would love to happen is for Ohio State and Michigan to be ranked third and four. To have a potential scenario of a national champion,
yeah.
Ohio State versus Michigan. I mean, that would be...
That'd be crazy.
That would be crazy.
I gotta tell you, I would like Ohio State's chances in warm weather.
Yes.
Over Michigan. I think Michigan would play better in cold weather, like the Ohio State-Michigan game was. And I think Ohio State's faster.
Yeah, no doubt.
So I think they would do better in that situation.
Now, we're still talking year two of the Harbaugh reign.
Right.
He hasn't even got his players in yet.
Yeah.
You give Harbaugh 3, 4, 5 years to get his own players,
yeah.
Michigan is going to be rolling.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to be a massive force to be reckoned with. I mean, yeah. It's going to be – I don't know. Maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but
– I don't think so. I think he's a really great – I mean, if you do what he did at Stanford, you're good.
Yeah.
You know, Stanford's not – the last time Stanford was good, like really good, other than when he was there –
yeah.
And then shortly after him, because his players were still there, the last time Stanford was good was John Elway. I don't even think they were that good back then.
Yeah.
You know, so it's hard to be good at Stanford because their academic standards are so high, and football players are not traditionally smart.
I'm not calling them dumb.
Did the football players that you knew in high school, I mean, would you call them smart?
No.
No.
But, I mean, that's not... I mean, it doesn't have to be that way.
Repeatedly having hits to the head does not, you know, increase your IQ very much at all.
I agree.
I honestly hate that whole, like, meathead AC/DC, you know, in the locker room screaming while you're pumping iron. Like, it's just not – it's not my thing.
Well, anybody who took a look at you could see that.
Hilarious. Hilarious. Yeah.
And I'm speaking of your weight, of course.
Yes. Particularly the fact that I'm...
You don't like the idea of being in a gym, like working out?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't mind being in a gym working out. I just...
When was the last time you did that?
It's neither here nor there. But what I don't like are meatheads that, you know, strut around the locker room, you know. Yeah, that kind of stuff. It's just, I don't need it.
Yeah, no, I'm with you.
I don't need that, you know.
I love making those sounds anytime you help somebody move. Like just moaning and groaning the whole time.
I remember working
lots of grunts.
Sam's Club.
Yeah.
We both worked at Sam's Club in Tulsa.
Yes.
And I worked in the bakery, and we got a new oven in the bakery.
Okay.
It was this massive thing, and it was laying face down, and we had to stand it up. But it was so heavy... The store manager got every guy in the store to come. I mean, they were like around this oven. We were like shoulder to shoulder. I'd say there were like 10 guys surrounding this oven.
Right.
And, you know, you remember Sam's Club. They're very conscious of like lifting, you know,
back
like
braces.
Not hurting yourself, you know, like very aware of that stuff, you know.
Yeah.
And it's kind of tense because this thing is so heavy and everybody's just kind of getting ready, you know. And we bend over to pick it up. And as we're bending it over and it's just kind of quiet and everybody's bracing themselves, I go, okay, remember, lift with your back. As we're like picking it up, the store manager looked at me like, you idiot. So, yeah, so football players are stupid. I guess that's what that means. And that's why it's hard to be a good coach at Stanford.
But Harbaugh he did it at Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he was a pretty good NFL coach, too.
Yeah, sure. He took the team to the Super Bowl in just, like, 2 years.
And a team that is basically still kind of together and looked like crap
right now.
Yeah,
the moment he left, they fell apart.
Right.
Yeah.
And now he's at Michigan, his school.
Yeah.
And there's such a love for him.
And Michigan has been down for quite a while.
Yes.
So they are ready. I think probably like the boosters, whoever's in charge of the money is ready to say, Jim, whatever we need to give you, we just want to win.
That's right. Yeah.
So, I expect that this streak of Ohio State beating Michigan what, it's been like 15 years we've lost.
Well, it's like once. We've won 15 out of the last 16. Something like that.
Yeah, Urban Meyer is 4-0.
Well, going back to Jim Tressel. Jim Tressel had a great record against Michigan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it continued on with Harbaugh, I think, or with Urban Meyer.
Not with Fickell, though.
Was that the one loss?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Well, didn't Tressel lose once?
So that must be the
one. I think Tressel like tied once, lost once, and then Fickell lost. And
yeah.
Then Urban Meyer hasn't lost
right.
to them.
Right.
Oh, geez. Well, anyway, there's a divide between, like, is this the best team or this the most deserving team or these are the teams that earned it. The more I think about it, the more I kind of agree with you, because, like, why even keep track of the records if...
Why have conferences?
Yeah,
if at the end of the year... Because everybody play whoever.
Yeah, if at the end of the year, there's a group of people that are going to say, you know, because... The way that it's set up, potentially, you could have a team with, like, three losses. But if the committee, this committee that's got, like, what, like, 10 people in it
yeah.
or whatever it is, if they say, listen, this team with three losses, they're the third best team in the country.
Like, if USC has, what, a couple losses right now?
Yeah.
If they said, well, USC is one of the best four teams.
Yeah.
Well, like, really? Because they didn't really prove it on the field.
Right.
They've got, like, three or four losses. Yeah. I mean, there's no way.
Yeah.
But they could be.
And the nature of sports is sometimes... The quote-unquote best team doesn't always win, you know, but you have to – it's not like when the Michigan-Ohio State game is over, you know, you could just come in and be like, well, okay, I understand at the end of the game the Ohio State had more points than Michigan did, but we all think Michigan's better, so we're going to actually credit them the win.
Because right now that's happening with Penn State and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Because everybody's saying Ohio State's better even though Penn State beat them. Are they better? I don't know. You know, I don't think Penn State's better, but I'm not a huge – I'm a huge Buckeye fan, but I'm not a huge fan of the Buckeyes right now because I don't think that they're that good.
You're a Buckeye fan, but you're not a fan of the Buckeyes.
As far as I don't think they're that good this year. You know what I'm trying to say.
I hear you.
Yeah. I just don't think – they're not – they only have – do you realize they only have one starting senior?
Yeah,
one.
I know.
That whole team will be back next year because those juniors, there might be a couple that bump up.
Samuel is leaving. Curtis Samuel's gone.
Probably.
Oh, gosh. I would be.
If they don't win a national championship this year?
You saying he'll come back to win a national championship?
I'm saying that those things happen.
Yeah.
Like, you come up short, and next year's the year. See, if they don't win next year,
yeah,
it's a disappointment. Everybody thought next year was a year. They just only lost one game this year.
Yeah.
And even that one game they lost, they probably should have won.
Yeah.
Because I think they're better than Penn State. It's just weird.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. So, anyway, last week I was hoping to make up some ground in our picks. I did not. I actually lost a little bit of ground. You picked Washington to beat Washington State. I picked Washington State. So you got that right. I picked Ohio State. You picked Michigan. I got that right. We both picked Bama. We both picked Colorado. You picked Florida State to beat Florida. So anyway, that's a long way of saying on the year you are 23-10.
Pretty good.
Ranked teams playing ranked teams. It's pretty good. I am 19-15.
Not as good.
Not as good. But here's the good news for me. This week we have five games happening where ranked teams are playing ranked teams. This is the last week. This is my last chance to at least, you know, save a little face. You know, even if we're not tied or I'm winning by the end of the year, you know, maybe it's not so bad. So let's go through it really quick.
Okay, so let's do this.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you a chance to take the lead.
Okay.
So let's pick these games a little bit different. What we'll do is I'll be willing to go opposite of whatever you pick.
Uh-huh.
But let's pick the games one at a time.
Okay.
Like in confidence winners. Like if you're super confident that Alabama's going to beat who's Alabama?
Florida.
Florida. Then you go ahead and pick that game, and I'll take Florida, you take Alabama.
Really?
And then I'll take the next game that I have the most confidence in.
Sure.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Sure.
But we'll be opposite on every pick.
So I'll take Alabama.
Is that what you want?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So that's what you want.
So you have Florida beating Alabama.
Well, yes.
And I will...
For the sake of letting you catch up and win.
And...
Which
and
is not going
to
happen.
The truth is, Florida beating Alabama does nothing to the Final Four.
No, Alabama's a lock.
They
might change position. They might not be ranked one.
Yeah.
They might be ranked two, and that will make a difference on who they play.
Right.
Obviously, but...
You don't see any scenario in which they drop out of the Final Four.
None.
What if they lose like 70 to nothing?
None. No. Because here's the thing. Most of these other teams already have two losses. There's only a handful of teams that only have one loss. And the one-loss teams are the teams in the top four.
Yeah.
And so that just makes Alabama with one loss. And so right. They're going to say complete season, beginning to end, yada, yada, yada.
I'm rooting for mayhem.
Well, because it would be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So what's your...
my next confidence pick.
And I'm okay with this because none of the rest of the picks I have any confidence in. So, like, you could convince me one way or the other on either one of these.
Well, I'll take Clemson over Virginia Tech.
Okay.
That's a 10-point spread. It's a night game. I think Clemson will win that one.
Okay. I will pick Oklahoma to beat Oklahoma State. I think Oklahoma has figured it out. Now they're a better team than they were. I don't actually know how good Oklahoma State is. They're ranked 10th, but... I think
they're both 9-2. Yeah. Oklahoma's favored by 11.
Yeah,
that's pretty big.
Yeah, so
Bedlam.
Bedlam.
Yeah,
that's what they call it.
It's a big game.
It is.
It's once again, this is going to upset Luke, but it's an early game. It's 12:30.
The other day, because of the Ohio State Michigan game, my daughter Abby was talking to me. Abby's in the second grade. Your son and Abby are in the same class.
Yes.
At school. In fact, his first day at school, he came home and said that Abby made a face at him.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is hilarious. But Abby came home. We were talking about the Ohio State Michigan game or something. And she said, "Dad, what's Montana's football team?"
Yeah.
I said, "Well, it's the Grizz. It's Montana."
Right.
She said, "Well, who's their enemy?" I said, "It's Montana State is there." She said, "No. Who do they not like?" And I'm like, "Yeah, it's so there's a I said there's a school called Montana and there's a school called Montana State."
Right.
And they're enemies.
Right.
And she said, and she just could not understand it. Yeah. She said, "Well, they're both Montana." You know what I mean? Like, right, in her mind, right, they should be friends. It was really funny. It was a long conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Gideon, because, I mean, they're in the same mental state. Gideon's trying to figure out, he's like, because, you know, we moved here from Oklahoma, 2 months ago, something like that?
Yeah.
He's like, "So Oklahoma's in Ohio." I said, "No, Oklahoma's a different state."
Yeah.
I said, "Ohio is a..." He goes, "Well, what's Marion? Is Marion a state?" I'm like, "No, Marion's a city."
Yeah.
"In the state of Ohio."
Yeah.
He's like, "Okay, so like Cleveland State." Because Cleveland State's a college. Yeah, and we just saw like them playing basketball the other day.
Right.
Like, "No, Cleveland's not a state." He's like, "But I saw it was Cleveland State." I'm like, "But it's not." And he goes, "Yeah, but why does it say Cleveland State if it's not a state?"
Yeah.
You know, we had this huge, long argument about this, which is confusing.
Sure, it is.
You know, but he just, like, and it just makes it more confusing. I'm trying to explain there are cities that are in a state and all the states make up a country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you throw in a college like Cleveland State or Jacksonville State,
right,
it just messes everything up.
That's really funny.
And even my other son, Harrison, he has a hard time, like, even like Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Just, he understands the difference, but like, do we hate Michigan no matter what?
Yeah.
Like, well, no, I don't
hate Michigan. Do we hate Western Michigan? Do we hate Eastern Michigan?
That's right.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, I don't hate Western Michigan.
Right.
I don't hate Michigan State.
Yeah.
I mean, they always give the Buckeye troubles, but,
yeah,
you know, I don't hate Michigan. I hate Michigan.
Michigan.
But in his mind, he has a hard time separating. It's like, we hate all things Michigan.
Yeah.
Western Michigan, Michigan State, Michigan, whatever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's funny.
Yeah.
That's what sports does to people. It just jacks them up in the head.
And we hate Michigan, and let's just be honest with each other, for completely, basically, geographical reasons, if we had grown up in Ann Arbor, we would hate Ohio State.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how that happens.
There's no virtue in liking Ohio State over Michigan.
The truth is, if I was to blindfold you, drive you for 6 hours, and then take the blindfold off, you wouldn't know where you were at, Michigan or Ohio.
Yeah, Michigan and Ohio are pretty similar.
Very similar. Unless you're upper peninsula frozen.
Yeah, if you get northern Michigan, it starts to look a little bit different. And southern Ohio looks different than any part of Michigan does. But yeah, you're right.
If I could drive you around in circles and drop you off in a cornfield,
you could drop me off
3 miles from here.
Cornfield in Marion County and a cornfield 10 miles from Ann Arbor, and I wouldn't know the difference.
You wouldn't know the difference.
Yeah.
Looks the same.
Yeah.
Smells the same.
Have you ever thought, like, I wonder if I was from California.
California.
California. How I would view Ohio State and Michigan.
Well, I think it's the same way that we would view, you know, what are the, some of the other, like, major...
Well, like you take, like, the Red Sox and the Yankees.
Yankees, Red Sox. Like, that's a big... Yeah.
You're a Yankees guy, I'm a Red Sox guy, although we have no skin in the game. But if you had to choose, you'd pick the Yankees, I'd pick the Red Sox. Why is that? I wonder if I was distant from Ohio State, Michigan...
Well, what's another big college rival? Because I think professional sports...
North Carolina Duke basketball.
Okay, yeah, but that's a big game. Or...
But do you find yourself on one side of it? Or do you not care?
Well, for me... I'm more of a Duke guy.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah, and I'm more of a North Carolina guy, and I don't know why.
I don't know.
I have no reason.
I have no reason either. I just think, you, like, as a sports fan, you just gravitate towards something.
Yeah.
It's like you have these memories of watching it as a kid or this or that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's crazy.
All right, so what are the picks? You've got chose Alabama.
And you chose Clemson, and then I chose Oklahoma.
So it's my pick?
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a choice between Colorado and Washington or
Wisconsin and Penn State.
Wisconsin and Penn State. Jeez. I'm going to take Wisconsin.
Okay.
I think Wisconsin's better than Penn State.
I agree.
You know, Big Ten, championship, night game. I think Penn State would be all jacked up to play, but I think Wisconsin's a better team.
Agreed.
But for the sake of picking... You've got Penn State.
But I've got Penn State, which, you know...
That could happen.
Well, of course, it could totally happen. Colin Cowherd says that his ranking of the... I hate Colin Cowherd, by the way.
Yeah, why are you even quoting him?
I don't know. His ranking of the Big Ten teams is Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Wisconsin. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to argue. I mean, honestly, all four of those teams are pretty good. I think Penn State's the least of those.
I agree.
And I think Wisconsin's a hair below Ohio State and Michigan.
Yeah.
And I think Ohio State and Michigan are even.
Yeah.
I think if that game was played in Michigan, it easily could have gone. Honestly, even the game now, it went to overtime.
If they played 100 times, Ohio State would win.
They just split 50-50.
Yeah.
We were watching the game. We were at somebody's house. Some guy at our church invited us over. So Shelby's out of town, so I take the whole family. And, you know, me being the good dad that I am and me being the good Buckeye fan that I am – I dress all my kids up in Ohio State gear.
Sure.
Like, we have enough jerseys that all my kids are wearing Ohio State jerseys.
Yeah. You're not a deadbeat.
No, I'm not a deadbeat dad. And so we go over there, and all my kids are wearing Ohio State jerseys. And his house was a little bit colder. And so my son kept his jacket on.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there watching the game, and Ohio State's just not playing good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I look over at my son, Harrison. And his jacket is blue. He wore a blue jacket.
What?
I know. He wore a blue jacket to an Ohio State Michigan game.
Buckeye boy, get it together. That's
Buckeye
what I
Buckeye boy 05. What the heck? I didn't even watch him put his jacket on.
Yeah.
But I turn my head and I see him sitting there like all, you know, happy watching the game.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are you doing? And he like just looks at me. I'm like, get that jacket off. You know, everybody else in the room's like looking at me. He's like, you know, a bunch of church people, and they're like, sure. What is, you know?
Yeah.
I'm like, you are wearing a blue jacket. and he takes it off. Yeah. And like literally, I'm not joking. As soon as that happened, Ohio State got that pick six.
Thank you.
So yeah. I don't know.
I know. I don't want to even say I don't know.
Yeah.
They are directly linked.
They are directly linked.
Anybody that says anything otherwise. His name is Buckeye Boy 05.
That's right.
You know, I mean.
Well, and then, so we go to overtime, and I look at him. I'm like, Harrison, I want you to put that jacket on, but turn it inside out.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I mean, it's a rally cap reverse situation.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. No, you have to.
And so he puts it on, turns it inside out, and the inside of it is like this white fleece type of thing.
Yeah.
And Ohio State ends up winning, and he's cheering. He thinks that he has something to do with it, and I have no reason to doubt him for thinking that.
Of course.
And he made up a little rhyme that he was all proud of. Like, he's been saying it all week.
Yeah.
When I wear white, Ohio State wins the fight. He just keeps on saying it over and over. So I'm like, hey, man. And he's going to wear that same jacket in the playoffs inside out.
When are we going to have Harrison on the podcast?
As soon as you can.
Whenever his next day of school off is.
Christmas break.
Okay, on Christmas break, we need to bring in Harrison and have him on the podcast.
Yeah, he would love it.
Yeah.
In fact, I would be willing to keep him out of school for a day.
Yeah.
Just to have him on.
Yeah. But tell him he's got to do a little homework. Like, we don't want him, we want his, like, opinion.
He's beating both of us in streak for cash right now. He watches more sports than anybody. Last night, he comes down, they've got a TV in their room and the cable's hooked up there. And so he goes, he's trying to figure out the Cavaliers' schedule. Mm-hmm. He's like, they play tonight and then again on Friday, right? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah. Why would I know?
I don't know. But he's like, he's down, man. He gets it. He watches it. He's 10 years old.
He's got the time to.
He probably watches more sports than I do.
Yeah. Well, 10-year-old me watches more sports than current me does.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
current me has responsibilities.
Well, 10-year-old Jason and Dan, we listen to sports on the radio.
Yeah.
Who does that now? Nobody. Not especially 10-year-olds.
Speaking of the Ohio State Michigan game and listening to the game on the radio, did I tell you my experience?
Of the game?
Yeah.
No.
So I went to our sister's house.
Yeah.
And watched the game over there.
Not a listener of the show.
Amy?
No.
Never. Not a listener of us and period. Like, even in life, once we start talking, she just gets up and walks out of the room.
I don't blame her.
No, it's the right thing to do. But, so we're over there watching it with our brother-in-law and his dad was there and, you know, some...
Which, this is a great story how we first met him.
Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's pretty good. You want to, like, take a rabbit trail off of the rabbit trail?
I think we need a rabbit trail off the rabbit trail.
So
we were living in Tulsa at the time.
Yes.
And we find out that our sister has a boyfriend.
Yes. Our younger sister.
Our younger sister.
Who we hardly ever saw growing up because she locked herself in a room.
I don't blame her for that either.
It was the right thing to do.
So, you know, I mean, you and I think, we were slightly overprotective in the sense that we don't want her to be with either a dork or a bad guy or anything, right?
Sure, yeah.
But at the same time, we just want to screw with this guy's head.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of this weird, like, we want to check him out and, like, evaluate him. But at the same time, we kind of want to screw around with him a little bit.
We don't want him to get too comfortable around us.
Well, of course not. And so we're sitting in our living room, the house that we grew up in.
Yeah.
And was Amy already at the house?
Yeah, she was, like, back in her room or something like
that. Right, right. Yeah. And so we hear a car pull up.
Yeah.
And the car door shut.
Yes.
And we knew he was coming over.
Right.
Because we were getting ready to meet him.
For the first time.
For the first time. We're in college. We're back on, like, some type of
she's like a break or something like that. She's like a senior or a junior or something like
that. Yeah, and she's in high school.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, same grade, whatever. We hear the car door shut, and we see him walking up the sidewalk to the house.
Yeah.
And I think you... Was it you or me?
That went to the door?
Yeah.
This is you, 100%.
In my mind, I kind of thought I remember you doing it.
It was definitely you. There's no doubt about that.
I go up to the front door, and it's one of those doors. It's a big, heavy door, and there's also a screen door.
Right.
So the screen door is closed, and the big, heavy wooden door is open.
Yeah.
And he starts walking up, and I wait till he walks up to the screen,
and
I slam the big, heavy door right in his face.
And I think he even had, like, smile like on his face, hand up as a like to say hi.
Yeah, because he's getting ready to meet us.
Josh,
for the first time.
I think Josh is probably like the nicest guy in the world.
Probably,
and he's probably like so nervous to meet.
Oh, he's terrified. These two older college brothers,
idiots, you know, who Amy has completely probably warned him about. Yeah. You know, and so, but he's just going to be nice,
right?
And you slam the door in his face, and then walk away. You slam the door in his face. You slam the door in his face and then walk down and sit on the couch. And then Josh's head goes down and he knocks on the door. And we just both sit there and wait for Amy to come from the back of the house and open it up. And then he walks in and we're like, sup? Yeah, it was pretty great. It was the right way to meet him.
Well, I mean, it just set the precedent for, things moving
forward.
That
continues today.
That continues today.
So I'm over at his house watching the game.
Yeah.
And, we have a 12-month zoo pass as a family.
Columbus Zoo.
And every year around Christmas time, they do the zoo lights. It's this huge deal.
Yeah.
It's really cool, you know. But our 12-month pass ends this month. Well, in November.
Yeah.
And so we've only got a couple more days. If we're going to see the zoo lights, we got to do it now.
Got to do it now.
So we decided we're going to go on Saturday. I said, well, the Ohio State Michigan game is at noon, so when the game's over, we'll go.
Yeah.
Well, it's halftime, third quarter, and I'm looking at the clock. I'm thinking, man, if we go earlier, we can beat the rush, because it gets crazy there at night.
Yeah.
You know, we can get a good parking spot, all of that stuff. It can be way easier. And I was frustrated in the first three quarters with Ohio State anyway.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I think they're going to lose this game anyway. I don't want to stick around to watch it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just going to go. So I leave Josh and Amy's house to go pick up my wife and kids, and then we're leaving from Marion to go to the Columbus Zoo.
Right.
I'm not a speeder. In fact, Erica gets upset because I normally drive under the speed limit. Yes. I'm a very slow driver.
Yes.
But I'm listening to the Ohio State Michigan game on the radio as I'm driving.
Right.
And not paying attention to my speed, just very stressed out about this game. I listened to the missed field goal. Right. I listened to the overtimes. Like, you know, it was intense. So Ohio State scores the winning touchdown in double overtime, Curtis Samuel, when I'm pulling into the parking lot of the zoo. I look down at – I'm like – and I'm pumped. I'm like, you know, excited. Yeah. I look down at the clock, and I realize it is exactly 30 minutes from when I left my house.
Oh, my gosh. You were going 100 miles an hour.
I don't know how – and I looked at Erica, and I was like – we just got here in 30 minutes. She's like, yeah, I've never seen you drive like that before.
Oh, my gosh.
And I had no idea that I was.
You were just zoned out.
I was just so into the Ohio State game, and I'm probably just pounding – just putting my foot on the gas.
You know, conservatively – like, just if you were just driving the speed limit with normal traffic, 50 minutes?
Yeah. Oh, maybe? 50 minutes is a good time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm like, 50 minutes. That's pretty good. We made it here in 50 minutes.
Yeah. Like, if it took an hour and 10 minutes, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right?
30 minutes.
That.
I left my house at 4.
That's hard to believe.
I think, and it was 4. I know. It was hard for me to believe, but I remember looking at the clock thinking, because we were looking at when it would be night, and I remember thinking, well, if we get there at 5 or whatever, and I think it was like I left my house at 4 and I got there at 4:30, and I was like, how did that just happen? Erica's like, yeah, you were driving really fast. So, very funny. All right.
So what I take?
You
what was this? We're rabbit trail off the rabbit trail.
I know. We're getting back on the original.
I think this is what happens when we do a morning show.
Yeah.
We're just not focused. We haven't started the day off.
I don't think we were ever focused at night.
That's probably true.
You picked Penn State. I'm going to pick Washington to beat Colorado. I'm not super confident about that.
Wow.
I don't know. because I keep on thinking Washington's going to lose again, but they haven't. And I do think that they're the better team, so I'm just going to pick the better team.
They're favored by 7.5.
So here's what it leads up to is you and I have different picks on every single game.
Yes. So there's a window of opportunity for you to not just tie but take the lead.
Because I'm 4 games behind you.
Right.
So if I get all 5 right, then
– And is there a way we could tie or no?
No, I don't think so.
If I win 3 and you win 2. No, if you win 4 and I win 1.
Yes. Then we tie.
Yeah.
Do we?
We'll add it up.
I'm not good at math.
No. If you win 4, you'll be 23 games.
And then
if I win 1, I'll be 24.
Yeah. So I'd have to win 3, and you would win 2.
If you win 4,
yeah,
and I win 1,
yeah,
then we tie.
If I win 4, I'm at 23, and then you're at 24 because you won 1.
Oh, yeah. There's no way we could tie.
There's no way we can tie.
Okay.
This is perfect.
Perfect.
Okay. Jeez.
I never claimed to be a math whiz.
You're better at math than I am.
I am better at math than you are, but that's not saying much.
No, not at all.
Meathead.
The other day, Jim Gaffigan had a quote. He said, I have on Facebook or Twitter, he said, my coffee breath is so bad, someone just asked me to be a 4th grade math teacher. I thought that was pretty good.
That was pretty good.
All right. So moving on from college football.
Well, what we're going to do is after the picks,
we're
going to reset and do a whole round of bowl picks.
Like, should we pick all of the bowls?
I think so.
Okay. We're just going to have to...
rapid fire.
Yeah.
We'll focus on the top couple.
Okay.
But we'll rapid fire the whole thing.
Right. Because there are like 80 bowl teams. This year, they're going to be teams that are under 500 that make the bowl.
Yeah.
Because there aren't enough teams to fill all the bowls.
Huh?
That's what Adam, the male nurse, texted me.
Yeah.
And he said, if Ohio State loses this game... Well, I want to get it exactly right because it was pretty funny what he said.
Little Caesars Alamo Bowl.
No, I want to get it right. And Adam was texting me during the game because he was watching it, and he was like, you know,
the Ohio State Michigan game.
Yeah, he was like,
but he doesn't have a rooting interest.
No, but we're friends. He said, in your mind, you've already prepared yourself for a selection in the Knights of Columbus Pistachio Shell Bowl. Not even the nut, the shell. Knights of Columbus Pistachio Shell Bowl. I thought that was pretty... On Tuesday afternoon in late December.
That's funny.
Which is true. I'd already done that, so because I'm a sport pessimist. So,
Tuesday afternoon, like December 27th.
Yeah,
nobody has it off work.
A random. Yeah. It's like it's being played in like a weird.
Yeah.
Place, you know. It's
some Division III college.
Yeah. That's really funny. All right. So moving on from college football, where do you want to go next? We are rapidly running out of time.
Yes, very quickly. So let's NBA it and then streak for cash it. What else do we got?
We have MLB stuff to talk about because they just had a new...
Okay, look, we got to hurry up. So, yeah, MLB it.
Okay, so they just agreed on the new collective bargaining agreement. And in it, there's going to be up to a 92% luxury tax on teams that spend a lot of money. There are five thresholds.
Yeah.
That once you hit a certain threshold, then your luxury tax increases. And once you get to, $210 million, then you have a 92% luxury tax, which basically means you're paying almost a dollar-for-dollar luxury tax.
Pay $230 million, you're $20 million over. You're basically paying like $19
million. Yeah. So you can say if you're the Yankees or the Cubs or the Red Sox or the Angels, you know, teams with lots of money, you can say, hey, we're just going to, we're going to spend a lot of money and that's what we're going to do. You can spend as much as you want to spend, as much as you have, but it's going to cost you. Here's the problem. I like that.
Yeah.
I like teams being able to spend as much money as they want.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way it is in the soccer leagues. I love a lot of the things that they do in Premier League soccer.
Yeah.
And one of the things is they can spend as much money. In fact, some of those teams spend so much money that they'll buy a player from another team just so that team doesn't have them. And they won't even play them.
Yeah.
They're just like, I'm just taking him from you, you know, and they'll just put him in a whatever, you know. So so I like the fact that you can spend as much as you want, What's problematic is, so this luxury tax is supposed to go to the lower market teams, right? So you got your Cincinnati's and your San Diego's and your Milwaukee's or whatever. And they're supposed to help these lower market teams by giving money to them so then they have money for players. But I don't think that there's a minimum amount that you have to spend. And even if there was, these teams could say, well, yeah, we spent – all of this money.
Yeah, we got in, you know, $50 million of the tax from the upper teams. And we spent $50 million on our players.
Yeah.
But they're not counting ticket sales and concessions and all the other stuff that they made another $100 million on.
Right.
So they could have spent $120 million and still pocketed $20
million. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't think there's a perfect way to do it, but they're trying to find the best way to do it. So
I like it.
That's interesting. What they're saying is it might tamp down some of the big contracts. And it might make it a little bit more difficult for some of these bigger teams to completely stack their teams because they might be looking to get on these lower thresholds. But, I mean, Major League Baseball teams are making money hand over fist.
Yeah.
And baseball's gaining in popularity as well. So, I don't know.
I honestly just wish it was cheaper to go to the games.
Yeah, I know.
It just is outrageous. And there's so many games.
Yeah.
You would think just slash all the prices in half.
Right.
Twice as many people will go, you'll make the same amount of money, probably more, considering concessions and everything else, and you're gaining more fans.
You would think so.
But, I mean, they've run the numbers, apparently.
I think they're probably doing what they think is going to make them the absolute most money. The other thing in the new CBA that I'm very excited about is they finally taken the home field advantage away from the All-Star Game winner. I hated that so much. This year, it made a difference, I thought. Well, I guess it didn't.
No, it didn't.
Well, it could have, anyway.
But it didn't.
But it didn't. Anyway, it's not right that the Cubs were the best team all year long and then had to play Game 7 away.
I like it. I like the All-Star game meaning something.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't. I think it's so stupid. It's just so stupid. The team that performs the best all year long should be rewarded.
If you're a hardcore baseball fan.
Yeah.
You are typically an American League or National League guy.
Yeah.
I think. Like, I'm a National League guy.
That's going away, though.
Well.
It is.
It's always been that way?
It'll always be that way. I mean, eventually the National League's going to have a DH.
I hope not. I don't want that.
They will.
Ugh.
It's going to happen.
I think you're probably right, but I'm not happy about it.
I'm not happy about it either. I wish they'd get rid of the DH altogether in the American League.
I'm okay with – I like it that it's different.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I love about baseball is there's two different, like, set of rules.
Yeah.
Like, I like that. I like it that every ballpark is completely different.
Yeah.
That, you know, the right field line in Detroit is, like, 210.
Yeah.
You know, but the right field line in New York is, like, you know – 310.
Yeah. Like, all the pitchers in Oakland have a really good ERA because their foul territory is like huge. A football field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I like other stadiums are so small.
Yeah.
You're running into the wall every time, you know, because the visiting players don't know where the wall's at.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it that Houston has like an incline in their outfield.
Yeah, that's pretty
which
cool.
Which doesn't make any sense at all. Right. Why are you doing that?
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah. So, I don't know. I'm opposed to change. I like things the same.
Well, the All-Star game was a change, and so now it's going back to the way it was.
I know, but like I got in a groove. When I first came out, I didn't like it.
Uh-huh.
But I'm getting in the groove. I like this. Don't change it.
You're getting used to it.
Now, if they switch it back, and they will, they have, and it goes on for 10 more years, don't switch it back.
They're not going to switch it back.
I don't know.
It was just an overreaction to that one All-Star game that ended in a tie, and everybody got all upset over nothing, so.
I don't know. I like it that the All-Star game meant something. I wish there was a way. Is there another way it could mean something somehow?
Massive payouts to the winner. Like, each player gets $1 million.
And the other players get nothing. Just the honor of being...
The other players have to pay $1 million.
I think some players would decline...
of their own money.
Yeah.
Hey, it would mean something.
It would mean something, but that's gambling on baseball. What they banished Pete Rose from.
Well, you could do payouts.
Yeah.
You know,
make the losing team run suicides.
Sure. I don't know. Something.
Shame. Like, they have to.
There's certainly a better solution than home field advantage for the World Series.
I don't know. But, like, I'm a competitive guy. Like, I would fight you over. You know, I would arm wrestle you right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. I like.
Yeah.
And I like when things mean something.
Yeah.
Like, why are we playing for fun?
I think interleague play has taken the juice out of the All-Star game. I think it used to mean something because there was a pride in we're National League team.
Right.
And National League is better than the American League. The American League. Right. And so these guys, because they stayed with their teams their whole career back then,
right.
They were all in on the National League or all in on the American League. And so
The hitters and the hitters never saw the pitchers.
Yeah, I mean, do you remember, like, Randy Johnson pitching in the All-Star game?
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, my gosh.
Because,
like,
they'd never seen him before.
What's going to happen when Randy Johnson faces...
John Crook.
Yeah. Or any of those things. Yeah. It was just like, boy, we might not ever see this again. Roger Clemens, you know, is pitching to Barry Bonds. Oh, my gosh. It was amazing. Now it's like, eh, all right.
I know. I actually don't like interleague
play. I hate interleague play.
Yeah.
With the passion. It's always been that way. All right. So there's that. The other thing, because, you know, it's like the meetings and trades. Apparently the Reds, which we're fans of, all players are on the board to be traded, which includes Billy Hamilton. And we're not happy about that, right?
No, I love Billy Hamilton.
Yeah.
I like Joey Votto. I like... Brandon Phillips.
Yeah.
I like Zach Cozart. But I like their players. I like their team.
If you're the GM of the Reds, do you do the same thing?
You have to.
Yeah.
Because the Cubs are really, really good.
Yeah.
St. Louis is really, really good. Pittsburgh is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, you're the worst team in that division by a long shot, and you have to do something.
Sure.
You can't just hang on to these players hoping that...
Well, you've already gotten rid of Todd Frazier and Chapman. And, you know, like, if you had kept all of those guys... You know, then maybe you could say, hey, we add two or three more pieces and we're a contender. But you've already gotten rid of too many players.
They are 10 pieces away.
You're in tank mode right now. Just acquiring assets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you have to.
Yeah.
And you get as many young prospects as possible.
So
you hope they pay out.
As a fan of Billy Hamilton, where do you want him to land?
On the biggest, baddest team that there is.
Yeah.
Like, baddest isn't good.
Sure.
I mean, like the Yankees, you know, the Red Sox,
Well, the Red Sox are young and good.
Yeah.
But the problem is the Red Sox already have an outfield problem.
I also don't want him to be in the National League Central. I don't want him going to the Cubs.
If he went to the Cubs, that would be nuts.
Or even St. Louis. Can you imagine him in St. Louis?
No.
Him and Andrew McCutchen playing side-by-side in Pittsburgh?
If he went to St. Louis, his batting average would immediately go up 25 points.
I think so. Because you would have to pitch to him. Not that they're avoiding pitching to him now, but you don't want to walk...
Also,
Billy Hamilton, he would steal three bases.
And the Cardinals are better at baseball. than the Red Sox.
They are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you go to the Cardinals, you're better than you were.
Instantly.
Instantly.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
I don't know. It's culture.
It is.
It's, they're just better.
They are.
And it hurts. As a Reds fan, it hurts.
I don't want them to go to the Cardinals. I don't want them to go to the Cubs. And I don't want them to go to the Giants.
I'm not a Giants hater.
I hate the Giants. Hate the Giants.
I just, honestly, I want them to go to the American League.
I want them to go to a big market because...
you know, I'd love for them to go to Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland would be great. I guess that's, as a fan, that's probably the best place for him to land.
Well, I mean, but, as a, if you live in Ohio and you like watching Billy Hamilton,
yeah,
you know, for us, Cleveland is would be fun.
Yeah.
But if it's not Cleveland, I want him to be like Yankees or Red Sox.
Yeah. All right, so moving on from the MLB, Conor McGregor just got his boxing license.
Yep, state of California.
There's been some smack talk between him and Floyd Mayweather.
Yes.
Now, anybody with a brain would say that if Floyd Mayweather and Conor McGregor met in a dark alley, Conor McGregor would leave Floyd Mayweather on the ground bloodied and...
Yeah, you know, possibly from a knife stab.
Yeah, Conor McGregor, yeah. I mean, obviously he's a better fighter. But boxing is not fighting. Boxing is boxing.
Yes, it's a sport.
Yes, that has specific. And Floyd Mayweather is very good at what he does. And what he does is run away from you and wear you out and then wins in decision.
Yes, Floyd Mayweather is 50-0 from not boxing matches.
Well, it's boxing. See, that's the point.
I know.
He's not fighting in boxing matches.
We went to a guy's house and watched that Mayweather-Pacquiao fight a couple years ago. Uh-huh. And it was... Pacquiao is twice the fighter Mayweather is. I'm convinced of it.
Yeah, the problem is, if that fight had happened 5 years earlier, I think Pacquiao could have won.
I agree. Pacquiao's like 45 years old.
He's past his prime.
Yeah. Mayweather's old too, though.
Yeah, but the way he fights, he hasn't taken a lot of hits.
Yeah.
So as long as he's...
I hope this happens. I hope McGregor and Mayweather fight, and it will be a $300 pay-per-view ticket.
Yeah.
Everybody will buy it.
Oh, I would.
Are you going to?
Well, I think we should get some people together. Like, we would get people together.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm like, if you're going to do it, I'll come over to your house. I mean,
well, I think we'll invite some people over. Do you remember in Tulsa when we lived together? We had a bunch of people over for the Tyson Holyfield.
No. That was not Tulsa. That was at Mom and Dad's house.
No, okay. So, but there was another fight. It wasn't Tyson. It was, I don't remember who it was, but it was a big fight.
Evander Holyfield and.
I don't remember who it was, but it was a big fight, and it was when we lived with Steve, I think.
Okay.
And we had a and we charged $5 for the fight because the fight cost
at the time it was like $50, right?
$50.
Yeah.
And so I remember a friend of mine, Andy Orison. I was talking to him, and I was like, "Yeah, $5, and we cover the food too.
Right.
That was our deal.
Right.
Like, you come over, we'll have food and the game. You just pay $5, and then that way, you know." And Andy starts doing the math. He's like, how many people do you have coming over? What are you eating? He's like, you guys are making money on this. And I think we did. So, I would definitely.
Gotta pay the rent.
Hey, gotta pay that rent. I think we would definitely want to watch. I think it would. It might be one of the, might be like the biggest fight of all time. Because the MMA is a big deal.
It's a bigger deal than boxing.
Yeah, and there are a lot of MMA guys that would never watch boxing. But if Conor McGregor was boxing Mayweather.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everybody wants to see Mayweather get bloodied.
Yes.
Nobody. I've never met somebody that likes Floyd Mayweather.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. Nobody roots for Mayweather.
Yeah. There's no reason to. That's funny. All right. So, you know, NBA, NFL is moving right along. I mean, Gronk is out for the season. I don't know what that means.
Well, it hurts the Patriots.
Yeah, it hurts the Patriots. But, you know, the Patriots seem to just kind of keep on going.
They do. I think I have the Patriots in the Super Bowl, right?
I don't know. I've gotten it written somewhere.
And I think that Drew Brees is the MVP, which...
He's looking pretty good.
He's looking really, really good.
Yeah.
Their team is not great, and so he's probably not going to win it. But he has incredible numbers right now.
Yeah. I was listening to the local ESPN radio here, like the Columbus ESPN radio.
Yeah.
The other day, it's no good.
I don't like any local radio.
They had like they were having this. I had to turn it off. They're having a discussion, and the whole discussion about was about what's the, like the quarterbacks today, who is an all-time legend and who is a franchise quarterback, and they were splitting hairs over like, well, this guy's a legend and this guy's. I'm like, what are you guys talking about? This is so stupid. Like. Yeah. It was it was ignorant. It's obviously just
Drew Brees legend.
Sure. You know what I mean? They're like, well, you know what I mean? Like, these are arbitrary terms.
Right.
This doesn't mean anything.
Okay, so franchise.
Exactly. You know, and he gave a list of, like, these are franchise quarterbacks. And it was, like, Andrew Luck, Matthew Stafford. These were, like, below the legends.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to have to take exception to Andrew Luck, you know. And I'm like, who cares, man? Like, so stupid.
Meatheads.
Meatheads. Those guys are the meatheads. Dallas beat the Vikings last night, as of when we're recording this, to go 11-1. They had kind of a bad night by their standards. They won 17-15. But there's no reason to think they're not the best team in the league, right?
Who's not the best team?
Dallas. Dallas is the best team
in the league. Yeah, they are the best team. I think you said they weren't the best.
There's no reason to think that they're not the best team in the league.
They're the best team.
They're the best. Also, last night, the Warriors went into double overtime and lost to Houston.
Yes.
And ended, I think they had a 13-game winning streak. ESPN said it was like the third longest winning streak that Golden State's ever had, which is hilarious.
Yeah.
So 13-game winning streak.
Well, the Warriors beat Houston in the playoffs last year in the first round. And so I think for Houston to come back and win at – it was at Golden State, I believe.
I don't know.
I'm almost positive it was. And that's a big deal for Houston.
Yeah.
And I like James Harden. I think, you know, because I was an Oklahoma City fan, you know, still am. But I think about Oklahoma City, if they had Harden and Westbrook and Durant, I think Durant would have stayed because I think they would have won a couple championships.
Yeah, that team.
I really do. Man, that team was loaded.
They really screwed that up.
They did screw that up.
They could have kept them.
They absolutely could have kept them.
Yeah. They messed that up.
They screwed that up. Can you imagine all three of those guys on the court? That's as good or better than any threesome today.
And they get along, too. Like
they do get along. They were tight.
Yeah.
And that probably would have kept Durant around because he would have already had a championship or two.
I get the feeling like Westbrook and Durant are not currently tight.
No. No.
As of last week, I don't know if it's the case now, Russell Westbrook was averaging a triple-double.
I love it. I hope he could average the whole season with a triple-double.
That is unfathomable.
Yeah, he's got like six in a row.
Yeah.
Triple-doubles.
That's nuts.
That is nuts. And it's not him being selfish. It's him playing really, really good basketball.
Well, I mean, you can't really get a triple-double. You can't average a triple-double and be selfish.
Well, you could. Points, steals, and rebounds. It doesn't have to be assists.
I guess. Has anybody averaged double digits in steals?
Or blocks?
Yeah, but Russell Westbrook isn't.
I'm just saying it's possible. You said it's not possible. It is possible.
It's not possible.
What blocks and rebounds and steals? What if you're just a defensive monster?
Nobody, it isn't. I'm going to say right now, in the NBA, it's impossible to average double digits.
No, blocks, it is not impossible.
Blocks, rebounds, and
it's
steals.
It's not impossible.
Yeah.
It's highly unlikely.
Okay.
And if you were averaging blocks, steals, and rebounds, you could be the most selfish player ever, or not the most selfish player ever.
Blocks, steals. Here's the problem with
you'd be a defensive monster.
Here's the problem with rebound statistics. These guys that average, there are a lot of cheap rebounds that happen. Like guys are padding their statistics. I get the feeling like Kevin Love was pretty good at that in Minnesota because he had these really high rebound numbers.
Like 20 rebounds a night.
Right. And you start to like figure it out like, oh, he's just
–
like you can get 5 or 6 if you just are in the right place at the right time in a place that doesn't really matter. You know, like what? Like it's like a last second shot, you know, from like half court. But you're rushing to get that rebound that means nothing.
Yeah.
Where nobody else cares about it. So I think – do you remember there was this guy from Cleveland? It was probably like 15 years ago. And he had double digits in assist and points. And it was like 10 seconds left in the game. And he had a fast break. And he had 9 rebounds.
Mm.
And he shot a layup and missed it on purpose.
Mm. I don't remember this.
Got his own rebound and then dunked it in so he could get a triple-double.
Yeah.
They shouldn't count that.
I would.
Well, you would definitely do
that. In a heartbeat.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I love it. Who was that?
Oh, I don't remember. If I said his name, you would know. he was kind of a real kind of hothead,
yeah.
Offensive first kind of selfish player. I don't know how he ever got 10 assists in a game, but I remember that specifically.
I like it.
You do?
I would do it in a heartbeat.
I don't think it should be counted as a triple-double.
That's a rebound.
No, it wasn't.
It is a rebound.
It should almost be counted as an assist to yourself, if anything.
if they throw it off the backboard and dunk it, is
like
that
LeBron's
a rebound?
Done that before.
Is that a rebound?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I think it's a self-assist.
A self-assist.
Here's
the thing. It ought to count for one or the other. It's either a self-assist or it's a rebound.
Yeah.
Or I don't know if it could be both.
Maybe you get all three. You get a rebound, an assist, and the points for it. It's the trifecta.
We need to figure that out. I want to know if LeBron goes up, throws it off the backboard, and dunks it himself, is that a rebound or an assist?
Or neither.
Yeah. I think it should be both.
A rebound and an assist.
Yes.
I think it should.
More guys would do it.
All right. I think it should just
every
be an
fast
assist.
Break, every guy would be doing that.
Yeah. Well, I'm off. I think more of that should happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that alley-oop that J.R. Smith threw LeBron last year that was way high?
Yeah, I do.
And
he got up.
Yeah, afterwards, LeBron, I don't know how he did it.
Yeah.
He's a freak of
Top
nature.
Top of the backboard.
And LeBron, they asked J.R. Smith about it after the game, and J.R. Smith said, well, LeBron's always complaining that we're not throwing it up high enough for him.
That's funny. Did you see Dwight Howard's attempt at an alley-oop the other night?
No.
He got the rebound, and he's taking it up the court. And from half court, he just like throws it like a line drive, and it hits the rim, like the backboard and the base of the rim, and flies off.
Yeah.
I was like, who's letting this guy bring the ball up the court?
Dwight Howard, such a disappointment.
Huge disappointment.
I mean, he was such an athlete.
He's lost. He's getting older.
A couple steps, but when he was at Orlando, like dunk championship, Dwight was like, I mean, it wasn't Shaq. Shaq is the only Shaq that's ever been, you know. But it was something. He was ridiculously athletic. If you had put him on the right team, it would have been amazing.
Yeah.
But he's a head case, I think.
Well, and cancer in the clubhouse and all of that. He's never really been on any successful teams. In fact, he left Houston, and Houston's better without him.
Yeah.
How's that possible?
Well, he took an Orlando team to the championship one year.
Did he?
Well, I don't know who else was on that team.
I don't know. I'm not a big Dwight Howard fan. Okay, what else we got?
What we had talked about beforehand. Now we're already.
Well, we gotta get streaked to the cash.
Did we talk about? Yeah, we didn't talk about that.
So here's, I've got a. I picked up this.
Okay, so the ESPN streak for the cash rules that we set was. The person with the longest streak in the month.
At any given time
throughout the month, the person that has the longest streak is the winner.
Yes.
And that if there is a tie,
it's the current streak at the end of the month.
It's the current streak at the end
the
of the
highest.
Month. But this month, there was no tie break. Luke had a...
No.
Oh,
there was a tie break.
Because Luke and Shelby both had a 10-game winning streak.
Yes, going up to the very last day, Luke and Shelby both had double-digit 10-game winning streaks.
Right.
And Shelby had been sitting on 7 games like the whole month.
For a long time.
And then she saw Luke was catching up, and so she'd pick one at a time as Luke would pick.
Right.
And so she was able to get to 10, and Luke made it to 10.
Yeah.
And that very last day, she decided she was going to go for it and take a pick.
Right. And Luke just sat.
And Luke sat.
Yeah.
Because if Shelby would have... Because the third place tie is percentages, I think. Wins versus losses.
Right, yeah.
And so had neither of them picked, Shelby would have won.
Right.
But Shelby wanted to go for the win.
Sure. I think it's the right way to go.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And she picked and she lost.
She lost.
And so Luke is the winner. Luke is the winner. Because they tied with a 10-game winning streak, but Luke held it at the end of the month.
Yeah.
And so yesterday I went to Goodwill, and I was looking at we're doing a Christmas, ugly Christmas sweater thing.
Yeah.
And I went to go to the Christmas sweaters.
Yeah.
I planned on picking out a sports thing anyways.
And if you're not familiar with the prize for winning this, the prize is that we go to Goodwill, and the first sports thing we see at Goodwill, we buy and we send to you.
Anything. It could be a ball cap.
Anything.
It could be
socks.
Socks. It could be anything.
Yeah.
A scarf.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. And so, I went to go get the sports article, but I wanted to look at these ugly Christmas sweaters first. literally, and there's a rack of ugly Christmas sweaters up front.
Yeah.
At Goodwill. So I took one Christmas sweater off the rack, and right behind that Christmas sweater was this.
Which is, for the listeners,
this is a size medium girls, like little girls, like toddler.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns, like cheerleader outfit thing.
Yeah. Reebok cheerleader outfit.
It's nice. I mean, it's NFL branded.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's.
I mean, for Goodwill, it's really nice.
It's quality.
Very quality.
Yeah.
And the total price on it, in case you care, was $3.99.
Uh-huh.
With 29-cent tax.
Okay.
So it came out to $4.28.
Right.
But this is at least worth twice that.
That's Luke's price.
This is Luke's price.
Yeah.
And I think he has a couple little daughters, right? Would one of them fit?
He does. Into that? I think maybe his youngest might fit, but I think...
Like, is there any chance in the world that...
I think hell would have to freeze over before he would put his daughter... He's a Cowboy fan.
Ooh, yeah.
Pretty hard.
But Cowboys and Browns aren't rivals.
They're not rivals, yeah. But he's such a Cowboy fan. I just don't see
it
happening.
For the sake of the show, he needs to put his daughter in it and just take a picture.
Well,
put it on Facebook.
I'm just going to say he might not do that.
Well, we're going to send this out to Luke.
Either way, he gets it.
He's going to get it anyways,
He'll probably open it up and straighten the trash, but but that's your prize, man.
Or drop it off at Goodwill, let someone else
that's
buy it.
That's the deal. I mean, you went for it.
You went for
you
it.
You know what I mean? This
You're
is
playing
on,
this game.
This is on you. Don't get upset at us.
One of these prizes is actually going to be pretty good, though.
I think
Eventually,
so.
Eventually, you're going to come across a cool vintage like ball cap.
I'm hoping to get a starter jacket out of it.
A starter jacket. A Charlotte Hornets starter jacket
that is
from 1994.
Right. No, that's it right there. A Charlotte Hornets. The Charlotte Hornets are now a thing again, which is crazy.
Yeah, but I'm thinking old... like
Grandmama.
Yeah. Larry Johnson.
Yeah,
and,
right.
Spud Webb.
Alonzo Mourning.
What's a little guy?
Oh, Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues, yeah.
That was
a
fun team.
It was a fun team.
Yeah.
Did it just drop 10 degrees in this room?
It feels like it did.
Like, I feel cold air.
I know. I felt the same thing.
That is weird. Did your air kick on?
Oh, you know what? I'll bet that kicked on. And that feels... the air...
It's blowing cold air out the vents.
But somehow it heats it up at the same time.
No. That is not hot. That's cold air. So we got the space heater going again this week.
And it feels good in here.
It just bumped up to 67 degrees as we're speaking.
Yeah.
Now it's down to 66 again.
Oh, geez.
It's bouncing. Because this cold air is coming from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Ah, man. Just a wave of cold air. I like saying this, but my bones are cold.
Yeah.
Like, I'm shaking.
I know. And I have not. I don't know if the listener can tell, but my voice is not what it normally is. What?
Is that everything?
Well, we were going to do a sports dinner party, but we're out of time.
What time is it?
It's an hour and seven minutes.
My gosh.
We're past time.
Okay.
So let's tease it for next week.
Okay.
Next week, what we're going to do, and you know what? Write into the show and let us know. Give us your opinion on maybe what we should do. Next week, Jason and I are going to arrange a sports figure dinner party.
Yes.
It's going to be us and six other people throughout history.
Like you go to a party and it's a big round table with eight chairs around it.
Right. What are we eating?
You have your choice, fish or chicken.
Fish or chicken?
I'm going to go with the fish.
Okay.
You going with the chicken?
If airplane has taught me anything, it's to not take the fish when I have a choice. And so we're sitting around this table, and with you and I assume that you're on one side of the table and I'm on the other side of the table. And then
in my mind, I was kind of picturing we're sitting side by side. But
okay,
whatever.
And then either way. Then there's six other people with us, past, present,
dead,
alive, but they're sports figures. So like could be Howard Cosell.
Yeah.
Could be Babe Ruth, could be Yogi Berra, could be, Dwight Howard, you know?
Yeah. LeBron James, LBJ. Yeah,
right. Could be anybody. So that's what we're going to do next
week. Sam Bradford.
And you and I have to agree on it. So.
Yeah. We're going to place... name spots, you know.
Right.
Tags.
Yeah,
like you are sitting here.
Like we have to the key is that we have to agree or convince each other. And I'm sure that there will be some disagreements.
Well, I know there will be.
I mean, I think we both put Yogi Berra in, right? Like he's going
to
be there.
He's going to be he'll be fun to talk to.
Yeah, like he has to be.
Nickel ain't worth a dime anymore.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
There's a million of them. So, all right. So there you go. So that's what we're going to do next week cuz we're out of time now. So, but you're cold.
I am cold. There's cold air coming down right now.
I think then our 8-bit song that we go out on should be Baby It's Cold Outside.
It feels it's cold outside and it's cold inside.
I really can't stay, but baby, it's cold outside. Man, I have the my cold has given me a good low end on my voice.
Between that and the cigarettes, yeah.
Yeah, I gotta stop. Well, they're, you know, they're unfiltered too, so.
Lucky strikes.
I can't. That reminds me of there's a really funny Seinfeld episode where George is trying to get unengaged without actually breaking it off.
Right. He's trying to get her to break it off.
Yeah, he's trying to get her to break it off so he doesn't have to. And Elaine suggests that he start smoking. And so Susan comes home from work one day, and he's like, you know, he pulls out a cigarette, and she's like, what are you doing? You know, he's like, oh, I've smoked my whole life, you know?
Yeah.
She's like, well, you're going to have to stop. He's like, I can't stop now. I'm addicted. And he's like coughing and stuff. That always made me laugh. Big Seinfeld fan. We're downtown in downtown Marion, and yes. I told my wife the other day, I love to walk downtown Marion with people, which now I've done a few times.
Yeah.
And the reason I love to walk downtown with people is because I feel like I'm on Seinfeld. Because they're always like walking downtown, talking like on the street, and it makes me feel like I'm on a Seinfeld episode. So.
Okay. I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't like walking at all.
That's true. You avoid it. All right, well, that's it. That's all we have. I assume the 8-bit version of Baby It's Cold Outside is playing right now. And you're cold inside.
Yes.
All right. All right, so this is Dan Owings signing off for Jason Owings, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats. Okay, so you may have listened to all of this. We're back. We started recording again. Turns out nobody's ever made an 8-bit version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
Probably should have checked that before you mentioned it.
And God knows we don't know how to make an 8-bit version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
No, we just rip it from YouTube.
So you may have been annoyed because in the background when we said we're listening to Baby It's Cold Outside, you're actually listening to Let It Snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
So we apologize. We want to let you know we know the difference between those two songs.
Yes, very much so.
We just couldn't find a version of Baby It's Cold Outside in 8-bit.
Well, I mean, we did spend 30 seconds looking for it.
Listen, if you can't find it in 30 seconds on YouTube, it ain't there. So, that's it.
This is good text. If you've actually listened to this entire thing, including this hidden track at the
very end. You think we should put this after the song, like when the song is all the way over?
Yes, 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 yes. Oh, and if you've actually listened to this, just text the show and let us know.
805-991 Road.
Yeah, 805-991.
7623. Yeah.
And say, I caught it at the very end.
Yeah.
Thank you for dropping the hidden track.
All right. Sorry. I apologize.